The following is a Christians for Messiah Ministries production. Our mandate is to teach God's Word, train God's people, and release God's favor. We now invite you to listen to a powerful message by Dr. Peter Wins as he speaks on the book of Revelation. This is part of a 32-message series called Unexpected Fire. For further study, we encourage you to purchase the book Unexpected Fire by Dr. Peter Wins.
This is study number 11 in our focus on the book of Revelation. This study is called The First Four Trumpets. For this study, we will look at Revelation chapter 8, verses 6 to 12. Let's read those verses. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on the third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. We know that seven trumpets are about to be blown. This study is about the first four trumpets that are blown. We have already studied the first campaign, which is the great trauma that comes during the first series of judgments that come upon the earth. And those come during the time when the seven seals are broken off of the scroll. Now we have come to the beginning of the second campaign of this war. And there will be seven powerful judgments that come down upon the earth. As with the first campaign, we will see great revivals coming again. But first, there is a time of great trauma. It is difficult for me to understand how some people can still resist the Lord at a time like this. But it's very true that some people are so independent, so stubborn, and so rebellious. Some have become so deceived and so impacted by witchcraft and other controlling spirits that it takes a lot to get them to turn their hearts and focus on the living God. At the end of the book, not everybody will be saved, but I want you to know and understand that many people will. Many people will come to the Lord because of the previous trauma and then die in the next trauma that comes. But they will go to heaven, and forever they will live with the Lord and rule and reign with Him. And that is the purpose of this tribulation time. It's to so stir the hearts of people, even through difficult, destructive traumas, so that they will be saved ultimately and come to Him. Now we look at these seven trumpets that are blown by the seven angels that are gathered around the Lord Jesus. The first three judgments of the second campaign will bring asteroids and meteorites from the sky. The environment will be devastated. Instead of creation, the natural world will experience decreation. The natural world will be plummeted, torn apart, and brought to ruin. John wrote in Revelation 8:6 that when the first angel sounded his trumpet, there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. Suddenly, flaming meteorites will break through the atmosphere. An asteroid cloud perhaps will pass too close to the planet, and billions of rocks will burst into flames, gathering speed as gravity sucks them towards the earth. It will be a hailstorm, not of wind and ice, but of rocks and fire and brimstone. When I was living in Niagara Falls, Canada, many years ago, we suffered the effects of a hailstorm. And golf ball-sized ice cubes came showering down out of the heavens. Every car in our neighborhood was pitted with dents. And most of the shingles, the tar shingles on the roofs, were broken, so that the insurance companies were forking out lots of money to restore cars and houses. The fruit trees, which are very famous in the Niagara region, lost all of their crops. There is, at this time, during the second campaign, the angel blows the first trumpet, and with it, the sky is filled with hail. But this is not the hail of ice, but hail of fire. It's not hail that will just put dents in your car or put dents in your roof, but when it lands, it will catch everything on fire like an arrow that has been lit and shot into the side of a house. It says there in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7, a third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. So as the earth turns, patches are receiving this hailstone, this brimstone that's falling from the heavens. And one third of all the trees, right now it's a national disaster. If we find 10,000 acres burning in California or in Florida, but can you imagine if one third of all the trees in America are burned and one third of all the crops are burned and all the grass is burned around the world, the vegetation is coming under the pressures of this. Many people will die. It will be an awful time. The scripture says that the hail and fire will be mixed with blood. That's because this will bring death to millions of people as flaming shrapnel strikes them, burns homes, creates forest fires. No wartime bombing raid compares with the intensity of this preemptive strike from heaven. It will be catastrophic. A catastrophe like the world has never seen. And it is the first trumpet to be blown. And then in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 8, we read, the second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. When the second archangel, do you remember the angels are called horns and thunders and fire and eyes, the seven spirits of the Lord who stand before his throne, they gather around Jesus. When the second one blows his trumpet, a huge asteroid the size of a mountain, maybe it's a mile across, will plummet into the earth. Scientists have said it was something like that that could have caused an ice age in history. Many meteors of great size have hit the planet at different times. There are craters the size of cities and larger on different continents, which could only have been caused by some huge meteor crashing to Earth. This one will be several miles wide, perhaps, and it will be all ablaze, and it will land in the sea. When that happens, it will be like 1,000 nuclear bombs. It's a good thing that it lands in the sea, because if this thing landed on the earth and not the water, it would devastate the planet immediately. There was a movie some years ago called Armageddon. And in it, Harry Stamper, who was played by Bruce Willis, is the hero. And the scientists see through the Hubble telescope this meteor that is coming toward the Earth, this huge asteroid. And Bruce Willis and his team get on at some kind of spacecraft, and they go and land it on this asteroid, which is miles across in size. These are men who work in the drilling industry, drilling for oil. And they realize that they have to drill a hole in the side of this asteroid while it's out in space, and then sink some dynamite or some explosive, a nuclear bomb perhaps, way down in the hole that they drill and blow this thing apart so that the pieces will miss the Earth and the ones that hit it will be small and the Earth will be saved. Well, sure enough, he's able to do it. And he saves the planet. But that's just a movie. No one is going to save the planet this time. Scientists say that there could even be an asteroid that is coming towards the Earth today that we do not see. And when it gets close enough for us to see it, maybe it will be behind on the other side of the moon or something like that, so that we will not get a clear picture of it. And there's so many celestial bodies, planets, stars, and asteroids in the heavens that it's a difficult proposition to keep track of everything. There was another movie some years ago called Deep Impact. This was also about an asteroid that comes and lands in the Atlantic Ocean. When this hits, the sudden impact, which occurs hundreds of miles out to sea, has the power of 1,000 nuclear explosions. It produces a tsunami wave that quickly reaches the eastern seaboard of the USA. The entire city of New York is instantly leveled as a mountain of water higher than the Empire State Building crashes down upon the city, and its destruction stretches for hundreds of miles inland. An asteroid the size of a mountain would devastate every coastal city that borders the ocean from every side. If the world at this time is showing movies like this, you can be sure where they got their information from. They have looked at the apocalypse, and some, perhaps not believing that these things could actually take place, have been told by the scientific community that they could take place, and they have made thriller movies out of them. In Revelation chapter 8 and verse 9, we read, "A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died. And the third of the ships were destroyed." I mentioned that when this asteroid the size of a mountain hits the ocean, it is like 1,000 nuclear bombs. It resonates its radioactive fallout and its impulse, its intense shock waves, will go for thousands of miles in the ocean, so that 1/3 of every living thing in the water is completely killed in the ocean. And 1/3 of the ships on the sea will be capsized and destroyed because of the tsunami wave. This is only the second sounding of the trumpet. And the second wave of judgment that comes, I said to you that the first three soundings of the trumpet will bring asteroids and meteorites from heaven. And so we read about the third one. We read in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 10. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on 1/3 of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood. When the third angel sounds his trumpet, another massive asteroid, something like this mountain-sized asteroid that crashes into the ocean, something like that comes into the atmosphere. Except this one does not have the structural integrity to hold together. And as it falls through the atmosphere, catching on fire and burning so profusely, all of a sudden, with the gases inside the rock, this great mountain of an asteroid will explode in midair. And it says, this great star blazing like a sun fell to the ground, and it comes down like a shower of poisonous heavy metals and sulfuric toxins and all kinds of chemicals. And the scripture says that they fall on the rivers and on the springs of the earth to poison every available drinking surface water. It says that 1/3 of them actually are destroyed. In Canada, when we lived there, we often heard about the acid rain that was going even to the far north of our country and killing the forests there because of the acid that was falling from the sky. Most of that pollution came from the United States. As the wind would blow the clouds from the U.S., they didn't have to go through customs as they crossed the border. They come right up over the Canadian atmosphere, and then the rain fell and brought those pollutants down upon the forests of northern Canada. And all of the forests around Canada were suffering from some exposure to what they called acid rain. The sounding of the third trumpet brings a kind of acid rain because of this asteroid that comes into the atmosphere and then explodes. It says 1/3 of all the surface water on the planet will become toxic. Verse 11 says, 1/3 of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. Dark rain clouds will fill the sky, and rocks, flaming rocks, will come into the lakes and the oceans. Streams will be filled with this chemical. And excessive evaporation will then billow into the air. The steam will mix with ash and smoke. And record rainfalls will wash even more pollutants into the rivers and lakes from the sides of hills and mountains. And the groundwater will be fouled. Fresh water, even in springs, will begin to percolate with deadly toxins. This exploding star is called Wormwood. The name comes from a Greek word meaning undrinkable. There is already a crisis on the planet for fresh drinking water in many nations. There are groups that minister by helping the poor drill wells in places like India and Africa. I know of one such group called Widows Might Experience. This group of women raise money, and for $1,000, they can drill a well in India or some remote village in Africa. Already, since they have started in just these last few years, they have drilled 174 wells. And I was just at a fundraiser where they raised $40,000 to drill another 40 wells somewhere in the world. I thank God for Christians like that. But with all of the problems of drinking water, what will happen when one-third of all the water on the planet is now unusable? And people who perhaps are not properly educated will still take that water. Maybe they think if they boil it, they'll be able to drink it. The Bible says that many people will die because of the poisons that are in the water. And then in Revelation chapter 8, verse 6 to 12, we read that the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. When the fourth angel blows his trumpet, a black shadow of darkness, I think it is the consequence of all the steam that has come from these fires, and from the smoke that has come from these fires, and from the ash that has come from these asteroids. You know, whenever these things happen, when fire comes into the water, steam rises. When trees and vegetation and grass are burned, smoke rises. This will become a terrible covering. It says that a third of the stars and the moon and the sun will be blocked. I think reading in the context of this, we do not have to think that these references to these heavenly bodies are symbolic. I think when it says that a third of them will be blocked out, if we just follow the story of what has happened, we know with this kind of trauma from asteroids and meteorites, all of the earth will be covered. I remember when Mount St. Helens erupted and sent a plume of cloud into the air. It wasn't long before they saw the smoke from this volcano on the other side of the world. They say that the smoke from a volcano takes 7 years before it's all gone from the atmosphere. But just imagine if we had 100 volcanoes, 100 mountains like St. Helens erupting. And what would happen? The whole sky would be filled with a darkness. This happened in England just 200 years ago when everybody was heating their homes with coal fires. And the government of England had to stop this method of heating the home with coal because their skies were continually covered with a dark cloud from the chimneys that were there. And it was bringing all kinds of trouble, even depression. In Canada and in the north of the United States, when there is so much rain and there is so much snow in the winter, sometimes many people cannot get out. And there is a darkness that comes over the land. If it goes month after month after month, like a non-stopping plague, after a while, an atmosphere of depression will come over a city. There is a name for this. In Canada, they call it cabin fever. It means that people are locked up inside over the winter months. Children love it. They love to go out and play. But for seniors and handicapped people and those who can't get out, it's very difficult. And being cooped up in the house can bring a kind of malaise and a depression, which brings domestic violence and anger and frustration and disappointment and heaviness. During this time, during the Great Tribulation, with the sounding of the first four trumpets, with the asteroids that hit the land and the sea, the great fires that burn up a third of everything on the planet, with the water finding that a third of everything in the oceans die, and a third of the drinking water is poisoned, there is a spin-off negative product called smoke and ash that cover the sky, and a spiritual darkness, a heaviness will cover the whole earth. There will be such a darkness on the land that trauma and violence and depression will grip people's hearts. A spirit of fear will run through the nations of the earth. This will be a time of great trouble. Some will cry out to God in humble repentance, and they will find him. Others will curse God and scream in anger. Both groups will stand or fall before the living God. Those who refuse to kiss the Son will find no path of escape. It would appear that things could not get worse. But we are only at the halfway point of the Great Tribulation, and things will get much worse than what we have described so far. When we looked at the first campaign and we saw the four horses of judgment and the momentary experience of hell on earth, it was terrible because a quarter of the people on the earth died. And now with the second campaign, many more people have died. With the asteroids that have come and the darkness that has come. Thank God for the revivals. If not for them, it would be a dark book. But because of the revivals, we realize there's a method in all of these things that are happening. As traumatic and as difficult as they are, the end result is that people will bow the knee and come to Christ. And those who are so hard-hearted will earn their way to hell. But it will not be easy to go to hell during the Great Tribulation. For most hearts will turn to the Lord, and he will bring them to himself. All of this is an expression of his mercy, because he would rather that you suffer then go to hell for all eternity. The momentary suffering that will come on the planet is small compared to the time that is before us in eternity. The Lord wants his house to be filled. Some people make it difficult for him to get them there. But the Lord, his love, his saving grace is still reaching out even during these dark hours of the great tribulation.